Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Lance Berkman, new baseball coach for the Houston Baptist University Huskies, and played for 15 years in the major leagues. And as I got towards the end of my career, I realized that I enjoyed working with the younger players when I would come to the ballpark. It gave me greater joy to help those guys and try to pass along my knowledge than it did for me to perform personally. So at that point, I knew I wanted to be a coach, and ever since I retired in 2013, I've kind of been working towards an opportunity to be a head coach at the Division I level. I have a family. I have four daughters. The age range is 20 all the way down to 12, so we have them spread out. It was important to me to find a place that would enable me to still be engaged with my family while being able to pursue a passion of coaching. And so Houston Baptist is a great fit for me. We are Christians and we love to talk about our faith. And so this to me is a perfect marriage of doing what I love to do, which is coach baseball, but still having an opportunity to impact young men for the kingdom and be able to share some of my faith journey with them so that they won't make some of the mistakes that I've made. I grew up in Austin and Texas native, born in Waco, grew up in Austin, went to two different high schools, Austin High for a couple of years, and then ended up in New Braunfels and graduated from New Braunfels Canyon. Went to Rice University, played 3 years there for legendary coach Wayne Graham, and learned a lot of baseball from him, and a lot of my coaching style is influenced by how he coached us when I was at Rice. Got an opportunity there to experience a lot of firsts, first regional berth in the history of the school, first conference championship, first trip to the College World Series, and I see an awful lot of similarities between the Houston Baptist program and the program that was at Rice when I was there as a player, kind of coming from obscurity to a national power. So we're hoping to do some of the same things here that Coach was able to do at Rice. And after that, I was drafted by the Houston Astros and played 12 years there, as I've mentioned, and then I was traded to the New York Yankees for what amounted to a bad vacation for a couple months, and then signed with the St. Louis Cardinals as a free agent, where we won the 2011 World Series, and that was probably the highlight of my playing career. No doubt was the highlight of my playing career, and then ended my career in 2013 with the Texas Rangers. After I retired, I went back to Rice to get my degree because I knew that I was going to have a college degree if I wanted to coach in college. At that time, I helped out at Rice a little bit with Coach Graham, so I got to coach under him for a period of time. Then after that, I spent 4 years at the high school level where I was the head coach at Second Baptist High School, where my kids go to school, and that was a great learning experience for me, kind of getting my coaching credentials lined up, getting some experience, and it's really, I think, prepared me well for this new opportunity that's here in front of me.
Lance, it's really exciting to have you at HBU, and we are really anticipatory of your leadership here. You mentioned something important in that introduction. You like to mentor young players. That's a very unique quality. Tell me about it.
Well, I just feel like I know, looking back over my life, my career, the people that have been outside my parents that were the most influential on me personally have been coaches. And so I know that for good or bad, coaches are going to have a big impact. We spend an awful lot of time with the kids. We have a tremendous opportunity to speak into their lives. So I take that charge very seriously and want to be a transformational coach, not a transactional coach. And I've played for both kinds. I've played for coaches that, hey, you know, you're just there to further their career and they're using you to get what they can out of you for their own benefit. And then I've played for coaches that have a deep care for you as an individual and as a person and seeing that personal development. And, you know, I know that just, again, from experience that you're going to be a human being or a man a lot longer than you're going to be a baseball player, even if you achieve everything you want to on the field. At some point that ends, and then you have the rest of your life where, you know, you're a man, and what kind of man are you going to be? So having a chance to help these kids as they try to figure that out at a time in their life when They're away from their parents for the first time. They're out on their own. It's kind of that bridge between boyhood and adulthood. And so to be in a position to sort of stand there and help them along and help them mature and in that journey is something that I'm really excited about.
And lest we fail to mention, Lance Bergman inducted in the Astros Hall of Fame in 2020. Wow, career 293 hitter, 366 home runs, 422 doubles, 30 triples, 1,234 RBIs, 1,146 runs. That's quite a stat sheet.
How'd I ever get 12 triples? One a year, basically.
There you go. You know, a friend of mine, Dayton Moore, is the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, and he had me go see a couple of players of his that were stars. But he didn't have me come talk to him about baseball. He had me talk to him about the Lord. And I remember Christy and I leading one of those pitchers to Christ. And there's a tremendous amount of challenges being in the pros. And keeping your head together, your family together, your faith together. How'd you do that?
Well, I mean, it starts with having a relationship with the Lord that is meaningful and not just nominal. I mean, you know, an engagement with God through His Word and through prayer. And so that, I think, is the foundation of it and having that perspective. But really, to me, maybe as important or just certainly right up there is surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded. And so I was blessed to have a lot of great teammates over the years and guys that were, you know, that thought the same way I did, that were there to play baseball. They weren't there for some of the extracurricular things. And so that makes it a lot easier when you have guys to come alongside you, hold you accountable, guys that you still have fun with. And I mean, we, you know, come back to the room, play cards and cut up and eat pizza and that sort of thing. So having those great teammates, guys like Andy Pettit and Chris Burke and, you know, Jason Lane and Matt Holliday and others that were right there walking the same journey and that we all kind of looked out for each other and held each other accountable.
Now, let's talk about Huskies baseball. Where are we at now? What's your plan now? You've come in, obviously, you're making assessments, you're getting your game plan down. Give me the latest and greatest.
Well, the first thing is we have to sort of shift the mentality. I think, you know, we're able to recruit now in a way that maybe we haven't been able to in the past. And I think just because of my name and reputation in baseball, mm-hmm. it adds a sense of legitimacy to mm-hmm. the program. And so that can open some doors. It certainly doesn't mean I'm qualified to coach them, but it definitely opens doors that we might not otherwise get an opportunity to with some guys. So in the past, the model has been really junior college heavy where, you know, you kind of recruits exclusively out of the junior college ranks, and that's okay because you can end up putting together a pretty good team, and when you get them, they have college experience, and that's one way to be competitive. But the problem with that is you end up having to replace half your team every year. Yeah. You know, the guys are here for a year or two. There's not a great opportunity to build culture. So it kind of becomes like a hired gun scenario. So the first thing we wanted to do is really focus on high school recruiting, and we feel like that the city of Houston is the best amateur baseball city in the country. Mm-hmm. If I could pick one city in all of America to recruit, you said you can't ever go anywhere else, it'd be right here. And so it's in our backyard. We're positioned correctly geographically. We have the opportunity to lure some guys that maybe play up in the cold north to come down to some warmer weather. We can play pretty much year round here, and being right here in this hotbed, we feel like we have a real opportunity to make some hay in the high school ranks. And if we get, you know, a couple of good high school classes in, now you're talking about having kids for at least 3 years, possibly four. You're able to build the culture. You can then supplement with some junior college guys where you see some holes in your roster. And so that's, we've sort of remade the model, so to speak. We were kind of forced into a junior college heavy recruiting class this year in 21 because we had to get like 20 guys in here. And at that time of the year, I was hired in June. You know, you're already, you know, most of the good high school players have already committed.
Yeah.
So you're looking more for the junior college guys, which we did. But our 22 class and our 23 class at this point is exclusively high school kids. And so that's sort of how we're trying to transition and maybe have the program have a little bit different flavor going forward.
Husky baseball was Southland Conference champs a few years ago. You're in the Southland Conference. Tell us, what's the dynamics now for the upcoming season, and what can we anticipate?
Well, the conference lost five teams, so it's not quite as strong as it was in years past. And, you know, there's still obviously really good baseball competition in the Southland because you're dealing with a lot of Louisiana schools, and they play a really good brand of baseball there. There's a lot of good kids, kind of like there is in Texas and Louisiana. So you're still, you know, you still have McNeese and you still have Southeast Louisiana that are, I would say they're probably, you know, perennial favorites because of the history of those programs, and they've got, they've had a track record of success. And so, you know, but we feel like with what we have, what we were able to bring in and kind of what we have returning now that we're analyzing our roster, that we have a great chance. I mean, I feel like we're going to be competitive in the conference, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to try to win the thing. So I don't want guys going in looking for just moral victory or a good season. Like, we want to contend and be a factor in the conference, and I think we can be, partly because I like who we have and who we've brought in, but also because the conference is not quite as deep as it's been in years past. So I think it gives us an opportunity to make some hay there.
You know, with the statement, everything rises and falls on leadership, as you look at your coaching team, help me understand where the team of coaches is on Husky baseball and what you're doing with your leadership team.
Well, we have a great group. I mean, I love my coaching staff. I love coming to work every day, primarily because I get to work with those guys. And so I knew that, you know, stepping into this situation, I needed people that would complement my weaknesses and things, areas that I wasn't strong. One of which is administration. I'm horrible when it comes to like all the ticky-tacky stuff. I hate it, you know, the office stuff that you have to do. So my pitching coach actually loves administration, which I don't get, but I'm glad he does because he's sort of taken over that part of it. Clay Vanderlyn is my head pitching coach. We have a little bit of a unique situation because we have a dual pitching coach model where, you know, Clay is really good and well versed in biomechanics and some of the newer things that you can do with video and TrackMan data and those kinds of things. And he's put together a real good program that will keep our guys healthy and will help them maximize their potential biomechanically. And then Tyler Brimmer, who's our recruiting coordinator, had pitched up to AAA, had a seven-year minor league career, was an All-American at Baylor, and he was on a team there that was number one in the country for a period of time while he was there. So has a real good track record of success. He is great when it comes to pitch design and, you know, okay, this is how you hold the change up, or let's try to get this guy a better slider, those kind of things. And he'll be a guy that in game we'll do a lot of the pitch calling and sequencing and those type things. So having two guys that are dedicated to working with our pitchers, which, you know, arguably is the most important part of the game, is a real advantage for us. In addition, Tyler has been involved in amateur baseball for a number of years, ever since he retired. So he has a lot of connections when it comes to, you know, who to call for players. And he knows, you know, it's funny because every time I think I've come up with some obscure guy that, oh man, this is a diamond in the rough, he's like, oh yeah, I know about that guy, I've already talked to him. You know, so he's on top of everything when it comes to having his feelers out in the amateur baseball world, has a lot of good contacts and friends. And, you know, both of those guys are super committed to development of young men, just like I am. So together, you know, we kind of all have the same goal. We want to see these guys maximize their potential in three areas: physically, which is the baseball side of it; academically, which we know is super important because they're going to rely on their education. 99% of them are going to rely on their education for their livelihood going forward, so that's really important. And then spiritually, we're all aligned and want to see these kids grow and become the best men that they can be. And so added to that mix is a guy named Kyle Giusti, who's our volunteer assistant. He was the recruiting coordinator at Galveston previously, so he helps us when it comes to, you know, Your volunteer is not allowed to go out recruiting, but because he's been in a position as a recruiting coordinator, he knows a lot of the players that are in these classes that we're looking at, so he can give us a good opinion on those guys. Throws the best BP maybe in the state of Texas, which sounds like, oh, well, you know, you can get anybody to do that, but it's really a skill, and it's something that can help your hitters develop tremendously if a guy can just lay it in there time after time and let them work on their swing, where they're not having to worry about playing dodgeball or, you know, swinging at every third ball because it's all over the place. That's a real asset. And they're all, you know, what I love about them, they're all young guys. They're all right around 30 years old. So I kind of feel like the older brother in this coaching staff mix. And we just have good chemistry, enjoy being around each other, and And we've got a great GA, Brady Batten, who played here. He's added something to it. Jason LaRock is our director of baseball operations, and he has done a good job of helping us with some of the video stuff. He's sort of technically minded, working behind the scenes with all that stuff. And so I feel like we're well-equipped staff-wise to make this thing happen.
For those that are listening that don't understand how athletic robust Houston is, fourth largest city in the nation, cresting on the third largest, they have no idea of the power of this city. How does HBU Husky Baseball, one of the 17 Division I sports at HBU, how is it advantaged being in Houston?
Well, one thing is we don't have to have, like, there's so many kids that live here. If they want to come see the campus, we just say, hey, drive over.
Yeah.
They pick an afternoon. And, you know, if you're out in some far off outpost, and I mean, obviously the guy that Coach Tadlock's done a great job at Texas Tech, but it's not easy to get to Lubbock. So you're like, you know, if you're recruiting a kid from Houston, you got to put him on a plane. It's, you know, meet him at the airport, and it's sort of an ordeal. So the very first thing from a geographical standpoint, there are so many kids that live within driving distance of our campus. It's like, well, just drive over and we can sit down with you face to face, which is really important when they're getting to know the coaching staff and trying to figure out where they want to play. The second thing is for the kids that do live, we have a kid that we've committed from Colorado. It's 2-hour flight. They can fly straight into Houston. They don't have to connect. Sure. They don't have to rent a car and drive 4 hours. I mean, it's like in and out. So if coming really from anywhere in the country, we have another kid in this upcoming class from California. That's a long way away, but he flies right out of LAX, right into Houston, and can be on campus in 20, 30 minutes, depending on traffic, you know, from the airport. So it just, the accessibility of the school is great, both from the local aspect and also from a national aspect. It's easy to get to Houston. The second thing is we play in a warm weather city, which I've already talked about. And so that's really appealing. We get a lot of emails and a lot of interest from guys that are from colder climates where they want to get here and get out of cold weather. You know, nobody likes to play baseball when it's cold, and when you're still having to wear sleeves in June, I mean, that's no fun. So being able to get down in the best weather that Houston offers is in that early spring, you know, when it's starting to warm up before it gets too hot. So that's a big advantage for us. The other thing is the conservative Christian education. I think in college education, it's becoming increasingly rare to find a place where you can send your kid and not have to worry about them being indoctrinated with, you know, with some ideals or beliefs that you may not cotton to if you're a conservative person. So I think having that as a draw for us is big as well, because we're able to fill a niche that, you know, there's not a whole lot of that kind of thing out there anymore. And so I think it's something that we value highly, and it's part of what we try to sell is, hey, you know, come here. You're going to get a Christian education, not just an education, but a Christian education with a Christian worldview, which is important to a lot of people.
You were known as a clutch hitter, and obviously you had a degree of comfort in the batter's box. How does the style of Lance Bergman baseball, how is that going to affect HBU Husky baseball?
Well, I like to me, it's like, and Tony La Russa was a guy that I admire tremendously. And, you know, he told me one time, he said, I've never seen anybody that can have more fun, but then when the game starts is more serious about the competition than you are. So I took that as like the highest compliment, because to me, that's what it's all about. Like, I want my players to have fun, to play with freedom, but also to play with incredible intensity. And so trying to walk that line where, you know, knowing when to turn it on and knowing, you know, how to get into that competitive mode. So that's the environment that I try to create. Like, we're having fun, we're working hard in practice. When the game starts, we're going to play with heightened intensity. And to me, as a coach, you get what you demand. And so we set a high expectation for guys from a standpoint of, you know, where's your mind? And it's not, at baseball, I always tell guys too, if you're looking for to play a perfect sport, baseball is not your sport. There is no such thing. I mean, there's tons of failure in the game, and learning how to play through that failure and move past the failure, you know, to the next play is critically important to success. So trying to create an environment where guys play with passion, they play with aggression, they enjoy being around each other. They enjoy coming to the ballpark. I mean, the last thing I want is for a guy to think, oh gosh, you know, I got to go and play baseball for Coach Berkman. But I do want them to know that when we are playing, there is a high level of intensity that I expect from them. And these guys, they haven't yet seen that side of Coach Bergman, but they will when it comes to the competition part of it.
Let's go back to your days in the pros. I mean, you obviously played with the best, saw the best. Tell me the two or three top memorable experiences from Major League Baseball.
I think, you know, just from a personal standpoint, of course, the overriding experience for me is all the great people that I met and that are now dear friends of mine. You know, when you go through a big league season with a group of guys, I mean, it is a grind. I mean, not, you know, oh, whoa, is the millionaire baseball player. But by the same token, I mean, it is like, you know, there's a constant expectation of performance. You feel like everybody in the world's looking at you, your failures are on display. Like, so there are things about it that make it tough. And so when you go through that experience with a group of guys, it really bonds you together. And some of my best friends in the world have come out of that experience. And so number one, right off the bat, I mean, the people that I was able to meet and play with and still am close to, that's the overriding like highlight. But if I were to pick some personal experiences that stand out, you know, one would be the 2004 Home Run Derby, which was here in Houston. And, you know, I made it to the finals against Miguel Tejada, and we were both like hitting homers back and forth. I mean, and the place is going nuts. I think the period of time from 2004, 5, and 6 when we won the wild card in 4 and 5 and then lost the wild card on the last day of the season in 2006. Just the guys on those Astro teams, the battles with the St. Louis Cardinals coming down to the wire, Minute Maid Park going nuts, being in the World Series in 2005 for the first time in the history of the Astros. I feel like those are some real highlight moments for me. Obviously, winning the World Series in 2011, specifically Game 6, the back-and-forth battle with the Rangers, and we came out on top with some dramatic moments. I mean, those are the kind of things that still, when you think about them and you put yourself back in those times, it gives you goosebumps, you know, to think about how those games could have gone either way. And when you come out on top, it's a great feeling. So I think those are kind of my highlight moments.
I've been at Fenway and Wrigley and that St. Louis stadium. What's the best baseball venue in the nation?
Man, I tell you what, I mean, Minute Maid Park is hard to beat when the roof is closed and when the fans are into it. You know, the difference between Houston fans and say some of like a Boston or New York or St. Louis, you know, Houston is really a football town first and foremost.
Yeah.
And so baseball in some ways is like a diversion until football season starts. But when the team is good and the fans are behind and sort of embraced the Astros, which they have in the years like 1980, 86, you know, in the late 90s, I remember being in the Dome, I think it was the last game in the Astrodome when the Astros clinched the Central Division, 50,000 people just going absolutely nuts. It's crazy to feel that energy. So I would put, and I'm not saying this because I'm a homer, like I've played in all those places, but in terms of like just electricity and environment, when the Astro fans are engaged, there's not a better place to play than Minute Maid Park with the roof closed and you can't hear yourself think. The energy in that place is just, it's second to none.
Now you mentioned that God has stewarded 4 daughters to you. And I'm a grandparent now. I've got 10 grandchildren, 1 in heaven, 9 here. So I've raised my kids. But I can't imagine raising children right now. Everything, even in the last decade, has so changed. Tell me what you and your wife, what your game plan is raising 4 daughters.
Well, I think you have to, the first thing is you have to live consistently. I mean, so if you practice what you preach, I guess is the old saying. And so, my wife is off the chain amazing. Like she's, you know, incredible with the girls as far as, you know, sets a great example for modesty and for just the Proverbs 31 woman. I mean, of course everybody loves their wife, but I mean, I really, truly, like every time I read that, I'm like, this describes my wife to a T, and the girls see that, and so they have a great model. So that makes my job easy. I mean, I kind of just get to be the dad that comes in and gives the hugs, and you know, I think with daughters especially, it's important that they feel like they're beautiful inside and out. I mean, you know, every time I say, man, you look beautiful or you look cute, my wife's like, cute on the inside. And I'm like, no, like physically you look really beautiful. And I think it's important because I think little girls want to know that. They want to feel that love from their dad. And so I do my best to verbalize how proud I am of them, how much I love them, you know, how much they mean to me, how much joy they bring to our lives. And I think when they have that good, secure base, it makes some of the other things that I'm sure you're referencing easier to teach, because they, you know, when you have that good relationship, and when they see my wife and I in good relationship, it gives them security so that we can speak into some of these tougher issues and they receive it from us. And so I think that's, you know, there isn't really, I always say raising kids is like sailing a ship. It's not like driving a car. You know, yeah. When you drive a car, you have that fine control and you can make it go like straight and right between the lines every time. Sailing a ship, it's like we're going that way, you know, and you have some ups and downs and there may be some veers here and there, but generally speaking, we're headed that direction. And that's how, you know, I look at the raising kids. And so our kids are headed in the right direction. They're not perfect. Obviously, they have their ups and downs. We're not perfect. And so sometimes if you don't have the Lord Jesus at the center of everything, it can fall apart. Mm-hmm. But because we do have that at the center of our marriage, and as we look at that, you know, that's how we, the template that we use to raise our children, you know, the Bible is our authority. We believe the Bible is what it claims to be, the Word of God. It is a light to our feet, a lamp to our path. Like, that is the direction that you need to be going. And because of, I feel like, my wife's genuineness, the girls have really bought in, and that's the way they live. And so I'm very pleased with the direction that all the girls are headed right now. And we just pray that, Lord, you know, continue to infuse them with your Spirit, because, you know, at some point they're going to be out on their own and they have to make their own decisions. And so we just pray that the Holy Spirit completes that work and continues to, you know, be present in their lives as they get older.
Oh, I totally agree. Lance, look in that camera if you would, and there's a prospective athlete thinking about HBU, or parent representing a son or a son, or perhaps a grandparent. Why should they make HBU Husky baseball the choice?
Well, I just feel like with our program that they are going to get a unique experience. Not that we're the only college program in the country that would offer this, but I think we have a unique perspective on college baseball, having played beyond college as long as I did. If your goal is to play professionally, I don't feel like there's a place you can come in the country that would prepare you for that like we can here at Houston Baptist. I mean, we have all the tools, including the experience, to get you ready to take that next step if that's your goal. If your goal is to come and, you know, if you think college is maybe it, I think that, you know, coming to a smaller school where you get a family environment, where you're going to get a coaching staff that cares for you as a person as much or more than they do what you do on the baseball field, we also offer that. So I feel like we have the best of both worlds. We have a coaching staff that truly, and I'm not just saying that, but truly cares about, the reason we're coaching is because we want young men to become the best that they can be in all three areas of their life, their physical areas, their mental, and their spiritual, certainly. We want to develop young men to the utmost in those areas. But we also are going to send guys out into professional baseball, and they'll be as prepared as anybody in the country to tackle those challenges. So whatever it is you're looking for in a college experience, I feel like you'll get a great one here at Houston Baptist University.
Lance, we are so delighted to have you on the HBU team. You are a great role model, great leader, and we just can't wait to watch you and all the teammates, the leadership team. Thanks so much. You know, hbu.edu/admissions talks about how you can find a place at HBU, 281-649-3211. Our graduate school, hbu.edu/grad, 281-649-3269. And remember this, you can be a student at HBU anywhere in America. hbuonline.com reflects nearly 2,000 students of Houston Baptist University in 32 states, and that number's growing. They can matriculate bachelor, master's degree online, the same opportunity with your computer to change your life by making a choice for your education. I'm so grateful, and I know you are, Lance. In a few days, we're going to celebrate the 102nd birthday of Stuart Morris. 102 years old. I ate lunch with him the other day. The guy was just as lucid and as anything. Leaders like him stood in this pasture land in 1960 and personally signed guaranteed notes to make the vision of Houston Baptist College happen. Their giving wasn't just unique, it was sacrificial, their legacy permanent and eternal. And so you can also give to make the dream of HBU happen. That's hbu.edu/giving. Give online, a secure portal, 281-649-3222. Thank you, Lance, for being here. We're really excited about you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.